Good morning, everybody. It is another amazing day here in Maryland, in the United States of America, and it just rained. It's been raining so much since I've been here, but as I always say, I love it because it always gives me great energy, positive vibes, and inspiration to stay motivated. Now, yesterday I came across a book by T.D. Jakes, The Lady, Her Lover, and the Lord. And trust me, I am shook about this book. Wow. I am on the 17th page of this book, and I already feel all types of way. And this is going to be the basis of my message today because I saw a very beautiful quotation in the Bible from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 34 that actually made me think and made me aware that I was actually on the right path towards building a better single life. Let me read from what it says on the Amplified Version, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 34. And his interests are divided. The unmarried woman, or the virgin, is concerned about the matters of the Lord, how to be holy and set apart both in body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about worldly things, how she may please her husband. Now, mind you, in verses 32 and verses 33, it gives instructions for the man. But today, we're going to focus on what it says about the women, because I feel like so many women are hurting all over the world from relationships, from their families, relationships from their spouses, relationship from their boyfriends, whatever it may be, any type of relationship. Women are very, very, very vulnerable, I would say, when it comes to matters of a relationship. And I'm particularly interested because it said the unmarried woman or the virgin is concerned about the matters of the Lord, how to be holy and set apart both body and in spirit. I am concerned about this because this gives us singles a guideline as to how to live, how to be successful as a single person concerned in the matters of the Lord. And most of the time, you realize that a lot of people who are very fulfilled in their singlehood are very, very whole when they meet someone. I came to realize that it's actually not a good thing to demand attention or demand love or demand care from a partner. This poses a lot of stress on the other person. From what I've read so far from this book, if you are able to fill your soul and fill your body with all the essential things that you need, especially in the Word of God, everything else flows automatically. Because if you know how to care for yourself, especially when you have, for example, you have lost your job, right? You are so whole in yourself that you know how to motivate yourself and go online and either apply for a job, search for a business venture, read books, better yourself, make sure that the time that you have, you know that is for a reason, rather than sulking and making your partner feel guilty, for example. Your partner is there to support you. They can, to some extent, comfort you and give you all the resources you need to stand back on your feet. But the ultimate responsibility comes from you, the individual. And this is why it is very important to know who you are as a woman. Basics of the being, basis of knowing your purpose, knowing why you're here and why God loves you. It is very important to know. because then God will give you a responsibility. And when you're not ready for the responsibility, you're not able to accomplish it. Let's take a look at Mary, who is Jesus's mother. She comes to mind at this point. Her situation was very complicated. This was a woman who was engaged to Joseph, who had to be pregnant, but not from Joseph. And she had to explain to him why this was. She had to explain to her family, to everyone that was looking at her, how she became pregnant. Her husband in this modern day and age would have left her. Matter of fact, in the past, it would have been the same. But the Spirit of God was so upon her that the angel visited Joseph and explained to him that this is an assignment that they need to complete. So just look at the equation. For Mary being so pure and holy and concerned in the matters of the Lord, God supported her with a husband like Joseph. He was understanding. He led her throughout the way. I don't think 90% of modern men would understand this kind of logic or even be able to explain to family. This is why God chooses certain people for certain assignments. It's not because he loves them over you, but it's because they're prepared for that assignment. Mind you, if Joseph, on the other hand, wasn't prepared for the assignment, he wouldn't be able to support Mary. And if Mary wasn't like so into God and so into living for God and doing what he has instructed her, she wouldn't be able to accomplish it. And this is what we women need to be concerned about. It is very, very important. The next example that I'm going to give about being concerned about the matters of the Lord was a story in the New Gospel where Jesus had visited Mary and Martha, and Martha was very busy tending to making food and stuff for Jesus. Meanwhile, Mary was at the feet of Jesus, and Martha was very upset, and she asked, "Why are you doing this, Mary? You should be helping me in the kitchen make food for Jesus." And Jesus told her that no, Mary is concerned about the matters of me. That's why she sits at my feet. Sitting at someone's feet is like a form of worship. So you know that Mary was very connected to Jesus while Martha was busy. It is very important to set our minds and set our sights on the things that are important. If it's time for the Word of God, it's time for the Word of God. Mind you, when you're so engulfed in the Word of God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because when the downs come and when the evil come, you know that it is a trial. So then you will not be tempted to fall into the trial. You'll be able to lift yourself up and not fall for it. This is why it is very important, and it's saying here, to be concerned about the matters of the Lord and how to be holy. I have been following the Relationship Goals series by Michael Todd on YouTube from Transformation Church, and I like the way he preaches when he talks about sex, for example. It is one touchy and dicey situation where everybody likes to explore it the way they wanted to, but the way and manner in which God created it was to be enjoyed between married people. So imagine if you've tried so many men and now you're not fulfilled anymore. How then will you be able to enjoy the new version when God truly blesses you with the right one? You're not going to know the difference because your mind is clouded. This is very important. Yes, there are some people who have done it and have succeeded, or they claim to be successful. But the right thing is the best thing to do. The right thing is what God wants so that he can bless you. I want to leave by saying and committing and praying for women all over the world at this point, be it married or unmarried. In my next episode, we're going to continue what it says about the married woman. But I'm so happy and grateful that in the singlehood, we're paying attention to what matters most. And this is the way God blesses us and chooses us for assignments. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm on fire. Follow my travel diaries on Instagram at LaShade and send me your feedback. Thank you so much for everything that you do to support this vibrant podcast. And I'm so happy and blessed that God continues to guide me. May the Spirit of the Lord keep you over the weekend. Stay blessed and have a nice day.